Welcome to the 3040 podcast, a podcast that shines light on the most prime years of your life, if you choose. Leave your 20s behind and embrace these powerful decades that are your 30s and 40s, and do that with me, your host, Alicia Ward. Find success, learn important lessons, build meaningful relationships, and move through massive milestones. These are some of the most transformative years of your life, and that, my friend, is something to be excited about. Before we get to today's episode, I just want to thank our sponsors. First of all, Mindful Meds. I can't say enough good things about this company. I have been taking Mindful Meds supplements, both that include psilocybin for microdosing and the ones that do not, since this company was born, honestly. And they help with your overall health, your mental health, anxiety, addiction issues. There's so many things that microdosing can help you with. So I really encourage you to check the show notes, go to the link, check out the website, learn more about it, message them on Instagram if you want. All the information is linked for you there, as well as a code for a discount if you decide to try Mindful Meds out. Hi, welcome to another episode. Happy to have you here. This episode's been a long time coming. And I've attempted to do it before, and they just never made it to the published stage because it's not the easiest thing to talk about, I gotta admit, and that's dating in your 30s and 40s, if that's where you're at. But dating in, you know, this time frame of your life, especially as a woman, when you have in the back of your mind that, like, your clock is ticking, right? You haven't found the love of your life. Now, for me, I was in a relationship for 5 years. I thought that was going to be my forever. So I never really worried about any of that stuff. To be honest with you, through my 20s, I didn't give a shit about marriage or babies at all. And I said that out loud. From a really young age, I've said that out loud. If we're getting real deep here and real. Because the way that I grew up, you know, my parents split when I was 12. I watched my mom struggle so much. And even when they were together, like, there was a lot of fighting and was kind of a toxic environment, a little chaotic. Mom was kind of always upset. And so moving into my older years, when I started, like, dating and stuff, I would just tell my boyfriend straight up, like, I never want to get married and I never want kids. Now, when I turned 30, that changed. It sounds cliche, but it's for real. Like, something on, like, a cellular level felt like it shifted. And the conversation started coming up with my boyfriend in 5 years. And, you know, I tried to start the conversations around it, but it, like, had been ingrained so much through our 5 years already in that relationship that wasn't a thing I gave a shit about, that I think that it caused some, you know, some problems there. And it ended up actually being a huge part of the reason that we split up, because I felt like I was turning 30 and I was with someone who, you know, although they said they could see that kind of future with me, they didn't know if their future included marriage and kids at all. And there's just something deep in me that told me that I wanted someone who is so sure and sure of those things with me. So, I mean, because that's part of this beautiful life. Now, there's zero judgment if any of you listening decide not to have kids or not to get married. I don't know if I'll have kids for sure. I hope, but I'm 33. And I know people have kids upwards of 40. And so obviously I am not that concerned. I believe that if it's meant for me, it'll be. But it still is in the back of your mind. I think it's just like human nature that, yeah, you know, sometimes I catch myself doing the math. I'm like, okay, I'm 33, you know, and a half. And I need to meet someone and build a connection. And, like, you go through all the other fun things of in a new relationship and taking big steps and moving in together. And then you start to think about these other major milestones, like getting married and deciding to have children. And for me, dating in my 30s like this, I've been single for, like, well, since 2021. Yeah, so going on 3 years. Wow. Haven't said that out loud before, but yeah, going on 3 years. So it's been interesting, but what I can say about it is I've grown so much through being single and dating. I haven't dated a ton, but even just even going on dates with guys and then realizing after one or two that it ain't the thing. One thing that I've definitely grown is like a backbone and an ability to set boundaries and really just like listen to my intuition. I feel like in my 20s, it was just, I always had a boyfriend and it was easy to meet someone because it was like, I didn't know what I wanted. I looked for the wrong things out of relationships, typically like just fun and like conveniency probably, or just fun. Like I just felt like I fell in love, I say in quotations, with guys a lot easier. And now I'm older, I've been through a lot more. I know what I want. I'm way more picky. I spot red flags a lot quicker. I say what's on my mind a lot faster. And, you know, and I'm grateful for that. I definitely do feel happy that I've come this far without ending up in a really committed, you know, marriage or kids with a partner. Because I, to be honest with you, only feel now that I truly am tapping into like my true self-love and worth. And I wish, honestly, I wish I stayed single way longer in my 20s. And that's the advice I would give to my daughter. You know, like, just don't worry about the boys. Because I used to get so heartbroken. If I think back to my relationships now, like, I was the most heartbroken girl. And just repeat patterns that weren't great. And I can just reflect now on those relationships and how I was, like, recreating the scenario of which I lived in growing up in. And it makes me sad, but like I said, also glad that I also at the same time didn't have a desire to be a mom or get married back then. Otherwise, I probably would have, you know, but it's not something that I wanted. And then, so when I left my ex in my 30s, and then I just embarked on, you know, my whole adventure. You know, I moved to another country. I faced a lot of fears. I got super uncomfortable. I dated. I met new people. I made new friends. I spent time with, you know, people I truly love. And I just grew so much. I went through a lot of hard shit too. And I did it on my own. Obviously, losing a brother, like, that was really difficult. And I was in Mexico alone when I found out. And also, like, the pandemic and stuff, being alone through that, like, a lot of that was really challenging. But, like, what builds resiliency in your life? It's going through tough shit and figuring it out and finding solutions and staying positive and not becoming a victim to the things that you honestly can't control. And, you know, I know I'll never look back on, like, these last few years of my life with regret. To be totally honest with you, I remember being in my relationship of 5 years and feeling almost jealous of him because he had gone on like this big 6 month, I think, trip traveling. He met some buddies and they just had the time of their life and like partying and stuff. And I always felt like if I didn't do that on my own, like I would always miss it. And when I did go move to Mexico and travel, I didn't party a ton. It's not like I went and got wasted every night and like lived in a hostel. No, I had like a nice apartment and I played it safe and I had my dog there and I went out a few nights. But like for the most part, no, I got up early and I drove to the beach and I watched the sunrise and I journaled and I meditated and I worked out and I joined CrossFit. I was pretty fucking tough back then. And, you know, I did all these things that were so new to me. So it's a little bit different than that, but it still is what I needed to experience. And I guess I knew for like a long time as well. I don't think I've ever really told anyone that before, but, so yeah, I have found a ton of growth through these years. It doesn't mean that I don't stress about being 33 and not have founding that true deeper connection yet. And I do believe connections can be built, but I don't know. There's something really empowering too about just saying when something's not a good fit and kind of knowing right out the gate, like I'll give it a date or a couple dates. And if I'm just not fully invested or something feels off, I'll just say so. And I'll be honest in a really kind way. And, you know, typically guys take it really respectfully, which is attractive. Sometimes they don't very well, which is unattractive. So it really speaks volumes for their character. And that would go both ways. Obviously, if I went on a date with a guy and he was like, hey, I just don't think we're vibing, I'd be like, okay, I understand. And that's a huge, huge change too, is when I was in my 20s dating, like, I didn't give a shit about energy. I wasn't, like, feeling the energy. I was in my 20s. I was working and I was having fun every weekend and sometimes on the weeknights and making money in the oil field, and I bought a house and I could host parties, and, you know, I was just living my best life in a sense. It wasn't really the best, but it was best back then, right? I'm grateful for those years as well. But I wasn't feeling the energy. That wasn't even like really a conversation. Now it is. Now it's like if the vibe, you know, it's like if the vibe is right, you know, because you feel it and you're more in tune with how you feel when you're around somebody and how you feel when you're not around somebody, and you listen to it more. Like, I feel like back in my 20s when I had a boyfriend who I felt like was doing something shady or cheating, I would just like fight with him about it, or like go through his phone. You know what I mean? But now I would be like, yo, this doesn't feel right. And like, I would probably just listen to my gut. Like, if like the energy doesn't lie, if that makes sense. So yeah, it's been really interesting. The dating apps also were obviously not a thing when I was in my 20s. And so over the last few years, I haven't done a ton of dating app stuff, but I have from time to time, and I have tried them all. Hinge, all that I know of, Tinder, Hinge, and Bumble. But I'll tell you what, the best one by far that I had the most luck with was Hinge, for anybody wondering. A lot of us, when we're in our, like, in our 30s and 40s, the dating apps seem like a foreign, like, thing, or like an ick, that you don't want to do it. But honestly, it's worth a shot, I find. I do have to say, and I've been wanting to podcast a bit about the dating apps a bit, because you go through a lot of people's profiles, right? But man, do people, I don't know what it's like for a guy and like how the girls are with it, but like some guys' profiles that I see, they just need some help. Like, it makes me almost want to coach guys on like what to make your bio like on a dating app. Because you're looking at it so quickly. Like, for me, when a guy matches and I'm looking, I'm swiping through, like, it's such a quick glance. You really have to grab someone's attention very fast. And this would work on both sides. I just can only speak from being a woman and like looking at guys, right? And it's kind of laughable, some of the choices of profile pictures and just things that people do, guys. And I mean, let's be honest, guys don't take, a lot of guys, not all, but a lot of guys don't take, especially like your average guy doesn't take the best photos. They don't know, like, and a lot, you know, they're holding a fish and like, this will be great. They just don't give a shit about that kind of stuff. So you can't blame them, but bless their hearts for trying. You know what I mean? But but yeah, they've been interesting. And for a bit, I just challenged myself to just go on some dates and just go on some dates. It doesn't mean anything. You're not sleeping with the guy. And I'm such like a homebody that like, I am coming home to my dogs 100% and you're not coming. It's like, and I'm just riffing now, but like, I can just remember being in my 20s too. And like, any first date that I had, if the guy kissed me, like, I kissed him back. That is just not really what happens now. And that's totally fine with me. And I like it. You got to make him want it a little bit. Unless I'm completely feeling it, it's not going to happen, you know? And sometimes, I must admit, it feels a little bit empowering to be able to just say, like, no. And probably because I just never did when I was in my 20s and stuff. And, I mean, I could go really deep with that. I have a history with, you know, sex and stuff. I feel like I wasn't doing it for the right reasons for a lot of years. And it has a lot to do with my dad leaving when I was 12 and just not having anyone there to really protect me. When I was just learning about boys and just learning about sex, and there's some stories that I would never share on here just because never shared them with anybody. But yeah, from a really young age, I had the wrong look on it. And I just didn't have someone in my life who was teaching me the right way. And the main thing I think was, is that I didn't tell anybody about what I was doing. But the attention from guys, you know, it was something that I liked. And I'm sure it had something to do with not having my dad around, right? It makes me sad for the younger version of myself. And it makes me so sure that when I have a daughter, the way that I parent her will be, you know, everything I was missing in that area. So I knew my self-worth so much sooner. I knew that it didn't rely on how many guys liked me or wanted to sleep with me or whatever. You know what I mean? Because it's just so sad to think about that. I can feel emotion in me right now welling up in my throat as I talk about it because, you know, you feel sad for that version of yourself. But you can't change the past and I'm only moving forward. So I do know from those experiences in my life, I will be such a great mother for so many reasons. But because having conversations about such big shit like that will be something that will happen and happen easily and be a safe space to have so my kids can feel like they can tell me fucking anything because it's just not the experience that I personally had, right? Wow, that felt like a release of some sort, but yeah, anyways, is dating in your 30s terrible? No, I would argue that, you know, it's never too late to start a new relationship or fall in love. And I, you know, you see 70, 80 year olds finding love after their partners have passed. And, you know, how fucking sweet is that? It's just more like your outlook and mindset. So before I get off this episode, I wanted to give a few tips of my own. Obviously, I'm no dating professional or anything, but just my personal tips from dating. And, you know, it's, yeah, just how I like to show up. Now, in my mind, when I'm going on a date or when I'm talking to someone and it's new, I'm setting zero expectations because expectations lead to what? Disappointment. And the other person can't read your mind. So unless you very blatantly state what your expectations are, which I don't recommend, especially before your like first date and stuff, just go into it with a really open mind and go have some fun. What do you like to do? And do that. If you like to go for coffee, like, do that. If you want to go for a happy hour glass of wine, do that. Dinner, great. Like lunch, whatever. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Just make sure it's like you're looking forward to it. I think a great thing to do if you drink and like you're nervous is like go for a happy hour drink. And if it leads into dinner, great. But don't get totally wasted and go home with the guy. Don't, or the girl. Well, I'm going to speak to the girls on that one, but just, you know what I mean. anyways, go into a date just looking to have a nice time. And there's nothing that says you have to stay longer than you want to. Dating is such a good way to practice saying how you're feeling in a nice, kind, respectable way. Like if I wasn't vibing with someone, and I would probably just say, hey, look, I'm glad we got to have this date, but to be honest with you, I'm not feeling it. And so, you know, let me pay for my wine and I'm going to go or whatever. And just, it really does catch people off guard because I don't think in society that's something that people really do. I mean, I even know that from experience. It's just weird when someone is just so honest that you're like, it just catches people off guard and they're like, oh, and yeah. And I definitely recommend that just being honest rather than like ghosting someone or something is so important. You know, just put yourself in another person's shoes all the time. And just go into dating or a date feeling light. Just be a good energy in life. And this is why your self-work is so important. Because you want to be a high vibe. You want to be vibrating at a higher frequency. And how do you vibrate on a higher frequency in life in general? You do things that are higher vibrational actions. And that those are things like putting good food into your body, you know, having a healthy routine, working out, doing the things that you say you're going to do, doing the things that light you up, spending the time with the people that fill your cup, or doing the things that, you know, fill your cup. And not the low vibrational things, because then you're just going to be a low vibration version of yourself. And like, for example, if someone wants to go for a date with me when I am in the midst of my period, I will 100% decline. And I'm not afraid to say why either, because there's 2 days of hell where I'm like not myself and I don't want to be around anybody. So why would I go on a date in that state? Because a big part I find also, here we go, a big part of dating for me that I've actually found as well is I notice my people pleasing so much. Because when it comes to just telling someone the truth, even though I do it, sometimes it takes me a bit and it takes me a few conversations with my best friends about it and how I'm going to go about it before I gather the courage to actually do it. It's pretty silly, but it's practice. It's like a muscle. You have to build the strength of that muscle and the ability to be just honest and transparent with how you're feeling. And in order to be honest and transparent about how you're feeling, you need to understand how you're feeling. You should be trying to stay aligned with what you truly feel and want to do. And you know that in your gut. If you're kind of like anxious about a date, not because you're like nervous because you like him, but like just kind of anxious because you kind of already know. It's just like, save the time. Do something else with it. Read a fucking book. Like, keep going inwards. Journal about why you skipped the date. Like, I don't know. But you don't need to be putting yourself in other situations just to people please. Like, obviously, yeah, it sucks to hurt people's feelings. I'm a huge empath, so I get that. I don't like that. But it's got to be done, and people will respect you more when you're honest with them. So dating for those reasons is a great opportunity for growth, honestly. And that's the way that you should kind of look at it. Not that you have expectations for each new guy that you meet or girl to be the one. It's hard to find the one. And you're a whole new version of yourself now in your 30s or 40s. And so finding the one is even harder. But I do know this, that if you're patient and you just continue to stay true to yourself and find that self-love, that you will find the one. You'll start to see them change and become closer. Like, I remember when I first got on dating apps and I was like, what the fuck is this? But then it kind of got a bit better and better. And, you know, not that I've had a massive success with it, but yeah, there's been a couple people that have come through in the past who were good, that I was excited about, that I was like, wow, I can't believe this person came up in my dating app. You know what I mean? So it's definitely worth trying. Yeah, and I think that's about it for this episode about dating in your 30s or 40s. It's a challenging thing, and that is one other thing I'll add. I know there's a lot of people out there, especially through social media or just people in your life, who are like, oh, dating sucks in your 30s. Like, dating's a shit show. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, and there's a real lack of masculinity out there that you need to weed through. But dating in general will just become easier when you love yourself and you're open to just like going out, sharing your good energy with other people. And if it's a vibe and they match your vibration, then great. And if they don't, that's okay too. It was an hour of your time, and you're trying and you're putting action in and you're showing, you know, the universe that you are willing to try and look and date and have fun and just be yourself. You're a good person with good energy and people want to be around you. So it's okay to share that. And you get to choose who gets that for forever, and you get to be picky with it. And even though it feels like the clock is ticking or whatever, honestly, it's not, because it could happen any moment, tomorrow, in a week. You really don't know. And once it happens, it's happened and it's forever. So a huge thing that I've learned and reminded myself of is to be present in these times. Because once I find my one and I move forward in life and I get married and we live together and I have kids, I won't have this time again, this apartment or like this, this apartment to myself, decorated how I want, living by myself, like doing whatever I want, like whenever I want lifestyle. And that's okay. I'm excited to move forward and live through those next chapters in my life. Trust me, I'm so excited to be a wife and a mother. And to be honest with you,
those are like two things that I want to do. I want to be a really great wife and I want to be a really great mother. And I want that as kind of like my main responsibilities. And then I also want to be able to like work and build on whatever passion business it is that I'm doing, or this podcast, for example, and kind of bring my new life into all that. And I have a lot of ideas and things for when I do step into those next chapters in my life. And that excites me too, but I be present in the now. And I am really soaking this all in, because this time for myself is allowing me to really get to know myself and get to know exactly who I envision myself spending a large part of the rest of my life with. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Alicia May Ward, as well as 3040 Podcast, which is linked in the bio of at Alicia May Ward, also linked in the show notes. Love ya. Bye.